All right, what's going on? We're back. Double shot today. Double header of shows and entertainers and music. So here we go. On today's episode, or this afternoon's episode, I should say, of Toe Jam Radio, I have my guest here, Zach Heckendorf. We're going to be talking about his musical career, his single that's blowing up called Up. He's actually going to perform it for us, too. But before we get into all that, I just got to tell everybody, this show and all of our shows is brought to you by Next Home Brandywine in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Our good friend Dan Pizzi and his team of professional realtors, they're going to provide guidance, knowledge, and information, whether you're a buyer or a seller. Visit nexthomebrandywine.com for details and to contact an agent. They service Philly and the surrounding areas, but nationwide is not a problem because there's offices in 48 out of the 50 states. So check out nexthomebrandywine.com. Be sure also to ask for the NH5 listing special. And you can call them directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. NextHomeBrandywine.com and tell them Totally Driven Radio sent you. And he's sending you the one and only Mr. Zach Heckendorf. Zach, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How's your day?
I'm excited, dude. I'm excited to talk to you because you have like this really cool, interesting story that kind of like from the musician in me,
yeah,
kind of blows me away because here you were like, now I started like the same age, like picking up the guitar and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but 10 years old, you're already starting to write songs.
Yeah, yeah, it happened right away.
Then by 16, like you're putting out your first EP.
Yeah, it was pretty quick, man. It was pretty quick. And then I got signed to a major label when I was 18 and haven't looked back.
Do you kind of take a look at that at a young age where you're thinking to yourself like, yeah, music business, not so hard.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. I didn't realize how rare the opportunities were that were coming at me. Yeah, so I think in some ways I took it for granted and was, you know, but yeah, things at the beginning things were definitely flowing very easily and so yeah, I'm blessed in that way for sure.
Now, how about I would imagine like your family had to be like tremendously supportive, you know, at a young age where you're pursuing this, like, which is rare, you know, because my family thought I was nuts, but your family seemed like they were behind you, pushing you.
100%. Yeah. Again, that's, you know, it's sometimes I wasn't able to recognize how lucky I was because it just, I had my parents' support. Things were flowing nicely. Are you a songwriter?
Like when I was younger, I dabbled in it. I attempted it, but yeah, I really haven't played in like over 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So when you were playing, were you a shredder? Were you a lead guitarist?
I was a rhythm guitarist.
Okay. Very cool, man.
Here was my problem. My problem was I wanted to be the shredder.
Yeah.
But I was too more focused on the wrong thing and wanting to be the rock star instead of the musician.
Got you. That's fair. Yeah. You know, live and learn.
It took me many years to realize that, but you know, I realized it many years down the road.
That's funny, man.
Now, did you always play this style of music or was it more rock stuff when you were younger?
You know, I kind of started in on the acoustic guitar and it just became my main tool. So I haven't spent a ton of time with the electric guitar. Maybe when I was younger, I was more into rock stuff, but I kind of think of myself as a drummer that just fell into playing acoustic guitar. And I think acoustic guitar works better for me because I can be more percussive than I can on electric. So yeah, it's my main tool.
So do you play drums too?
I'm actually thinking of getting into it. I say that because I think that the way I, you know, if I'm at a concert, you know how you see people like air drumming different instruments? Yeah. I'm air drumming drums. Like that's, that's just how it works. So I feel like, rhythm is a big part of my game.
You know, it's crazy. My best friend, who I grew up with since kindergarten.
Yeah.
I just talked on this afternoon, as a matter of fact, we're still best friends to this day. We grew up together, played in bands together, and he was the drummer and I was the guitarist, and we started jamming together, you know, like we're 12, 13 years old. Nice. And when we were like 18, 19, we actually moved in together, and he started picking up my guitar. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're a drummer. He's like, I want to learn guitar. And then he became a better guitarist than me, and he started shredding.
That's so funny.
So, and he plays drums, guitar, and bass. It's crazy.
That sounds very talented.
Yeah, yeah. So now, with the music business, you're originally from Colorado, but I see you're now living out in the Brooklyn, New York area.
Yep.
So that's got to be quite a change for you.
Yeah, I mean, I went out there for school, and I just never came back. So yeah, I really enjoy it out there, man. It's I feel like Denver, Colorado is. It definitely feels like home. It's mm-hmm. It's very comfy. But yeah, I'm still getting a lot out of New York, and I secretly have a type A personality, so the city works for me. I like the fast pace and all that.
It's kind of wild though. I mean, going back to, you know, teenage Zach, where, you know, 16, you do this EP and it kind of blows up in a Colorado area where you don't think people don't think to themselves that Colorado is like this hotbed of music.
Yeah. The Denver scene is, I feel like there's kind of some stereotypes you can make about the Denver scene. Like there's a lot of jam fans.
Okay.
A lot of like, there's a big electronic scene. There's also like the Lumineers and kind of like that kind of like folky stomp clap music. But, the scene here is pretty diverse. So I'm constantly impressed by the Denver music scene.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So your new single that came out in May.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
This tune is first off, it's an amazing song, but going into like the video you did for it, like Coney Island, did you film that? Like, was that during the pandemic? Was it shut down? Like, you'd have to worry about nothing or?
No. We were just up at, 4:30 in the morning to get there by like 5 so we could just have it to ourselves.
That's awesome. That's
yeah. Awesome. Yeah. It was pre-pandemic.
Cool. I was wondering. That's a place I've always wanted to go to too. I've never been there.
Nice. Yeah. It's, I haven't actually spent much time at Coney Island except for the music video. I've never been there in the summer.
Well, hopefully this summer people can get back there. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but
I think there's probably some people. I haven't talked to anyone who's gone there, but I think it's open.
Oh, no kidding. That's awesome. Actually, my girlfriend's from Brooklyn, and she moved here to Nashville 13 years ago for her music.
That's very cool.
Yeah, man.
Is she in country or?
She was doing like alternative at the time, but
yeah.
Now, she doesn't even really do music anymore. She dabbles in it, but not much.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to make music, the main dish, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's something that you did for Up, which kind of really, blew up for you and took off. And, is it this whole TikTok thing? It's a freaking phenomenon. This TikTok, like, are you a big fan of it, or did you just take a shot with it with Up? Or
yeah. I mean, I this was my first time really like leaning into the TikTok world. I'm a big fan of Gary V. You know Gary Vaynerchuk.
Okay.
He's just like kind of like a social media guru guy on. And he believes really heavily in TikTok. So, and I follow him. And so, I don't know. I mean, I think there's these platforms that you really have the chance to win over new fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that platform is constantly changing, you know, maybe 5 years ago that used to be Instagram, but today it's definitely TikTok. So, we put some time and some money and some attention into TikTok, and it's actually pretty cool, man. Cause you know, I haven't checked in a while, but last time I checked, there was 240 videos that were made using, the song Up. So
Wow. It's
cool, man. And it's everyone from, you know, older people to young kids. And, it's pretty exciting.
Now, did you go through like and sit and watch all those videos?
I've seen a good amount of them. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely flattering to see your song used for that. So
are they doing like, is there like a specific dance for that for your song?
Yeah. There's a couple things. So like there was one influencer who did something. She's like a ballet influencer. So okay. she like jumped every time it said up in the chorus. And so there are a bunch of people who made like kind of jumping videos. There's some workout ones where people are like, doing crazy stuff on pull-up bars. And so
that's funny.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's funny because my girlfriend's daughter, she's 12 and she is a huge TikToker. Like everywhere we freaking go, she stops and sets the phone up so she can do TikTok dances and stuff like that. And so I've been in tune with this now and I'm like seeing what's going on. And it is really like, I kept saying like, if you can get your song on there, like you're golden.
Yeah. I think everyone knows now. So there's a lot of competition and, I think there's a lot of opportunity to win new fans there.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy that what these social media things can do. And, I agree though. I think TikTok's the new explosion. It's like leaving everything in the dust right now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be on Facebook, right? Or this is currently on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
But, so you want to play a little bit of that for us and then we'll talk a little more about it and some other stuff.
Yeah. Let's see if I can. All right.
All I want to do is get free. Sit back, relax, just be me. Dipping and diving about infinity. Like, here is the thing, the game has barely started. There's no need to be broken hearted. Cause every time I'm feeling down, somebody will come around, take me by the arm and say, I think it's time we go up, 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 if you need it, up, 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 my friend. And then you gotta go up, 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 if you need it, up, then up again, yeah, uh-huh. All I wanna do is get good. Hell no, I want you to call me great. While you sit around and just debate your fate. Like soon I'll be king, and they'll call me Mufasa, the father of Simba, one who will cover desert with timber. But baby, you know I'll be home before dinner. Every single home cooked meal says me on. Up, 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 if you need it. Up, 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 my friend. And then you gotta go up, 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 if you need it, up, then up again, yeah. So fill your cup, drink it down, lose your mind, wander around, lose your body in the crowd, find it in my arms. Fill your cup, drink it down, lose your mind, wander around, lose your body in the crowd, find it in my arms. Fill your cup, drink down, lose your mind, wander around, lose your body in the crowd, and find it in my arms. Fill your cup, drink down, lose your mind, wander around, lose your body in the crowd, and find it in my arms, yeah.
Dude. Dude, that was freaking amazing.
Hey, thank
Holy
you.
Cow.
That's the shortened version.
Yeah, I see. And now that I have like the utmost respect for a person like you and musicians and artists that can do just that. They don't need like a band behind them or guitar or whatever, or, you know, like electric or whatever. They can just get there with an acoustic guitar from the heart and soul and just do what you just did. That was freaking amazing.
Thank you, respect, bro.
For you, dude.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
You know, and what was cool about that too, you can feel the heart and soul coming at you, and you definitely can.
Heck yeah. That's good. That's the goal.
That's you succeeded. You nailed it.
Heck yeah, man. I appreciate that.
So now you actually I saw you actually got to perform that for the American Medical Association for their graduation.
Yeah, yeah. It was this really cool opportunity. I don't know how I got that, but it was like a star-studded sort of graduation for the medical class of 2020. And it was like a virtual event, and I think they asked me to play Up just because it's a song about resilience. I kind of think of it as my version of that Chumbawamba song, Tub Thumping. You know, I get knocked down. It's the same message. So I think it kind of worked well for just the coronavirus situation and all that.
But I think the big difference between them and you is like I was like going through your Spotify and I was seeing like, I mean, you have a song that's already closing in on 1 million views. You have a couple other songs that like 500,000 streams, I should say. So, I mean, they had the one hit. So, I mean, you have some hits and this is going to blow up too.
I'm working on it, man. I appreciate you saying that.
Now, speaking of Spotify, something I saw, like I was scrolling through your Facebook, your social media, you did. And I'm curious, like, what the hell is it? Is you did what was called a Spotify ambush.
Yeah. It's so it's kind of this idea I had. I'm still trying to figure out how Spotify works, how things really pop within the algorithm.
Okay. And
so I just had this idea to gather as many fans as I could to stream the song over and over and over for some period of time to see if that would kind of spark something within the algorithm. Mm-hmm. So I've done it for two singles now, and I think – I don't know how many people participate. I have, like, a pretty decent email list, but I'm able to get – for both times I've done it, I've gotten 20,000 plays in 1 week for both of them. So it's I don't know. I mean, I think it's just me experimenting, having fun with the fans, and seeing if we can kind of make something pop together. I definitely, like, recommend – that other artists steal the idea and, you know, use it, because I guess you never know what's going to work.
The interesting thing is that I'm learning from all this, from talking to you now, is you're a guy that you're pretty well in tune with what's going on with this whole social media thing and these algorithms. And who was the guy you mentioned, this social media guy?
Gary Vaynerchuk.
So like you're in tune with all this stuff and you're trying to crack the code of social media.
Yeah. You know, I think I was kind of a curmudgeon about it for so long. Because there's a lot of reasons why someone wouldn't want to use social media and really take advantage of it. Gary Vaynerchuk, my social media guru, he would say it's usually something to do with insecurity, that people just don't want to put themselves out there in general. And so I believe in that in some way. I had to really like kind of become more secure in myself in order to just take a phone and be like, hey, what's up, everybody? You know? the more and more I lean into it, the more, I don't know, it's definitely a fruitful thing to do as an artist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, something you did, I saw on your new YouTube channel, which I wonder, was this you also trying to crack the social media code? Uh-huh. You did a cover of a Joe Exotic song, the Tiger King guy.
Yes, that was definitely an attempt to crack the code.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, it wasn't when I first did it, I was like, dude, this is gonna be so successful, and then it has like 1,000 views, which is cool. I'm not ungrateful, but it's funny. I think it was, I missed it by about a week or two. You know, there was all this like fire for the Exotic show, and I was just a little late.
It is a lot about the timing, absolutely.
A lot about timing.
So now, something else you're doing is, in the time of the pandemic, where you know artists like yourself have had to cancel lots of show dates for the year and all, you're doing, and people are doing you know, live streams and concert live streams, but you're doing a live stream tour.
Yeah.
So yeah. Explain this to me.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to stay active. My team came up with this idea of doing a 50-state live stream tour and just kind of doing something ambitious and trying to hit every state by the end of the tour. So the idea is we take over Instagram accounts or Facebook accounts for companies or venues around the country, and the goal is to get one in each state.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
So – have you been doing just sticking with those to try to just promote that, or you have been doing other live streams on your own social media, or?
You know, I mean, there's like four or five of those a week. So I've just been kind of just doing those right now. I just booked my first venue show here in Denver. It's at a spot called Larimer Lounge, and it's going to be at like quarter capacity. And, so yeah, we'll see how that goes. But I think it's going to be a while till, you know, I'm able to really hit the road in flesh and blood, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. Like, it's weird. Like every state is different. You know, some places are good, some places aren't. And like here in Nashville, it's not too bad, but you know, like we keep seeing or hearing that numbers are going up every day. So who knows?
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough, man.
It's crazy. So, all right. So what, where's the best place we can send everybody to, help you crack the code and get the up as the new blowout single?
Yeah. I mean, probably Spotify and Instagram. I'm super active on Instagram. If you want to send people to Spotify or Apple Music, that's cool with me.
Cool. Now you also said before we went live on the air, you said you have another single you're getting ready to put out. Or are you putting that real soon or?
Yeah, so we're putting out a single every month until the album release in September. And okay. Next on Tuesday, the 30th, I'm putting out a song called Take to the Floor. So it's kind of like a romantic love song kind of vibe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. I like that style. Like, and a lot of artists are doing it now where they're doing singles a month before they release the whole album.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it gives each song some time to breathe on its own. And
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I see a lot of artists kind of rush it where they're putting out single after single too quick and not giving stuff time to breathe and let people soak it in and enjoy it. And then they're hitting them with the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Now, do you have a video you're going to do for that one too? Or
I did. I made a live video for that one. Inside of a church up in the mountains, this little small town mountain church. No like official video, just me playing it inside the church.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So that comes out on the 30th.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, Zach, dude, this was awesome. Thank you so much for playing up for us, man. That was beautiful, dude.
Of course. Thank you, Bay. I appreciate you having me, man.
Absolutely. And everybody, check him out, Zach Heckendorf. Check him out, Spotify. Go to YouTube too, social media, Instagram. Help him crack the code, because when he figures that out, he's going to help me too. So tell me the answers.
You got it, man.
Thanks, man.
Share all the info.
Absolutely. Take care, Zach.
All right. See you, babe. Peace out, man.
You too.